So my son, my 8-year-old son, started following the news. So he is used to reading books that have happy endings. And he was used to being able to, in one sitting, if we get to that, to be able to hear the end and how it all worked out well and how everything was fantastic. He was used to it in a certain sense. And he used to enjoy when my wife or I would read the news to him. And part of the challenge of that experience was that when you're following the news, it doesn't always end up the way that you would like. And sometimes, even if you would like it to end up, and even if eventually you know that it may end up working out okay, that eventual end can seem elusive. It can seem way beyond our grasp. And sometimes there can be so much pain along the way in trying to experience, in knowing what is going to come, in thinking about before that eventual end when things may be good, just how much hardship, just how much struggle had to happen along the way. It's true that on some level we know that we will eventually one day be zocha to that end, which we can rejoice in, where things will come together. But that end sometimes, and especially today, feels more than just a bit elusive. We don't know when it's going to be. We do know how much pain and suffering and sorrow we may have already gone through. And we are nervous and scared and very hesitant about how much more we'll have to go through before that end eventually comes to be. As some of you know, I spent the majority of the last year in Avelos, saying Kaddish in the world of COVID presents a variety of challenges. There were many, many days where I did not daven with the minyan. I remember one of the first times that I made my way back into yeshiva in order to say Kaddish, that I said Kaddish surrounded by three other people. I said Kaddish surrounded by a person who was Shana Aleph, who was also saying Kaddish for a father that had passed away. And I was on my right side and left side, surrounded by people I had the pleasure of teaching. Some students of mine that were a bit older, but also were saying Kaddish over parents. I used to always think that being around others who have gone through or are going through similar things would always provide a source of comfort, and at times it most certainly did. But I remember coming home from that first time saying Kaddish surrounded by others and absolutely broken. It was so much harder. Because sometimes when you're around others, it doesn't comfort. It can enhance the extent to which there's pain in this world. And sometimes it doesn't mitigate the challenge. It exacerbates it. You feel so much more the loss which is real, the loss which is apparent. Kinos is not something which we say entirely on our own. Kinos is something which we say together. We're not always looking for the person next to us to provide us with comfort. Sometimes in thinking about our own loss, we can look at the person next to us and see the way that he too is experiencing some loss. The way that he too lives a different life because of korban, because of the pain and the suffering which may be there. That sometimes there is a challenge. And kinos is not about happy endings. Kinos is not about the sweetness which exists at the end. Is about the challenge, the sorrow, and the suffering which we have gone through and which in many ways we continue to experience in such a strong and powerful, manner. You will forgive me for the brief, I guess, sports reference. It's not the day. But I had a chavrus I learned with for several years, who when he was a freshman in high school, he was in the championship game, he was on the line down by one, shooting foul shots. End of the game, time is up. True Maisa. He's there at the end, and they're down by one. He's on the line, and he misses the shot. Cost his team the entire championship. I remember talking with him about it once, and one of the things he said, which stuck with me so much, was it wasn't the loss that was per se as hard as the fact that he knew there was no one else to blame. He knew that the reason why was because he missed the shot. There was no one else to look at. There was no one else to blame. There was no one else to look towards for abdicating on some level or mitigating on some level his feeling of guilt. Lahavdil, a whole lot. A whole lot. Kinos isn't only celebrating sorrow. It isn't only noting pain. It isn't just doing it around other people who are also aware and experiencing of what they lost. It is an admission on some level that the reason why we are here is not because of someone else, but it is unfortunately because of us. And so long as we have not fully rectified, so long as we have not gotten to the place where we are supposed to get to, so we're still here. We're still here. And we're still stuck here with all of the pain and all of the suffering, with all of the challenges that are there. It's not the day to think as much about happy endings. It's the day to be real. It is the day to be honest about some of our shortfallings and the suffering that our people have had. We're going to begin now saying the first of the kinos. The subsequent kinos will all be introduced with brief introductions to help us understand and better appreciate what it is that we are saying. Zechor Adonai Mahayolanu.